Adventures of Alka-Seltzer bring you Lum and Abner. These are busy, exciting days for Lum and Abner, running their Jot'em Down store down in Pine Ridge. But for that matter, these are busy, exciting days for most men and women all over the country. How about you? Do you have exciting days, too? When you toil through a busy, hectic, crowded day, do you often find yourself all fagged out and upset when night comes, suffering perhaps with a dull, miserable headache and the distress of acid indigestion? Well, when this happens to you, be sure to fix yourself a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer. Then drink it and see how quickly it sets you right. Alka-Seltzer is such a pleasant way to relief. A tablet or two dissolved in a glass of water makes a refreshing, pain-relieving, alkalizing solution. You drink it and the analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate, eases the pain and misery of your headache, and its alkalizing properties help settle an upset stomach and offer prompt relief for acid indigestion, distress after meals, and heartburn by reducing gastric hyperacidity, so often the immediate cause of the distress. Remember, Alka-Seltzer spells welcome relief and pleasant relief for many of your common everyday ailments. Just ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. Try it and see how much better it makes you feel. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, we've had nothing but trouble at the Jot'em Down store ever since Abner traded for the 10 pairs of rabbits and a broken-down mule. The rabbits continue to multiply, increasing the cost of operating the store. And yesterday, Lum and Abner gave the mule to Cedric Wehunt, only to find later that Grandpappy Spurious was willing to pay $30 for the animal. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows over at their store still arguing over their latest deal.
Well, don't be blaming it on the me.
Well, you was the one that traded for the mule.
Yeah, but you was the one that suggested that we give him to Cedric.
Well, how did I know Grandpap was going to offer $40 for him? I figured he'd come over here and try to sue us for eating up his garden. Or for the new eating it up, anyway.
Oh, no, me too. But I never would have given my part to Cedric.
Yeah, it was good enough for us, I reckon. Got just what was coming to us. Panning him off on poor Cedric.
Poor Cedric? He's the only one that's made any money out of this store since we opened it up again. Made $35 off of that new bill we give him and $40 out of that old mule. That ain't luck. I never seen it.
Well, I don't know whether we can call all of that luck or not, Abner. I've been thinking about it. That boy may be a heap smarter than we think he is.
You mean he might have figured them things out for himself?
I don't know, but I do know he's running his business affairs a heap better than we are.
Yeah.
If it had been us that made that $65, we could have restocked the store with might not everything we need.
Well, why don't we make Cedric restock it? He's a part owner, ain't he?
Well, he just owns $23 interest in the store. He's expecting to put all that cash in it.
Well, he's supposed to be working in the store here. He's been making them trades on our time.
And if that's right, ain't it?
Of course it is.
We could tell him any trades he makes here during business hours, he has to be about it with us.
Sure.
That's the way me and you do. Any deals we make them for the store.
I wish we'd have thought to do that when we first took him in with us. We'd be money ahead now.
Yeah. He might be a big help to us here in the store if we just listen to him, you know. We might have a partner there that's a business genius and not even know it.
Oh, Cedric's always been a pretty good trader. Always swapping pocket knives or something like that.
Yes, sir, he might be a genius. And we ain't taking advantage of it. Why don't we make him business manager? See if he can get us back on our feet again.
What's a business manager supposed to do?
Oh, study up ideas for the store. Different ideas for us to make money and all.
Yeah, well, he'd be a good one.
Thing is, when he comes down to work, we'll tell him. Just put him in full charge. That's just what we've been needing. Young blood, new ideas, modern methods. Somebody with some get-up-and-go to him.
Well, don't suggest that to him. That's his trouble now. He gets up and goes too much. Make him stay here on the job. Yeah, it is 8 o'clock, and he ain't even down to work yet.
Well, don't say nothing to him about it now. Don't jump on him when he comes down. Can't tell, he might be sitting home studying up ideas, big ideas. Them geniuses don't work like the ordinary run of folks. I've always heard that.
Well, good for Cedric.
Now, Jenny, we might have the next president of the United States here in the store. We don't know.
Who?
Cedric. Oh, Mr. Weehunt, I reckon we ought to call him if he's going to be president.
Well, I'll be dead blame. And them teachers over at the school used to think he weren't smart. Just because he was 17 years old before he got to the third grade.
Yeah, they just never understood him. That was the trouble.
Oh, they just quit because he got so big he couldn't get his knees up under them little desks.
Well, there's lots of great men that ain't had no book learning. Take Abraham Lincoln. He used to get out and chop logs and split rails so he could build a fire in the fireplace so he'd have enough light to study by the night. I've got a calendar over there at the house showing him laying on the hearth in front of the fireplace studying some book.
Well, I reckon why he never studied in the daytime, Lum, when it was light. Then he wouldn't have to build up such a fire of a night to see by. Save himself all that wood chopping.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. Maybe he never thought about that. Like I said a while ago, young geniuses works different from most folks. That might be why Cedric's so late getting down here by morning. He might be studying of a night.
Yeah. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. Making him sleep out every morning and him tired out from studying.
Yes, sir. We just let him rest so his brain can work good.
I wish we'd thought about making him manager yesterday, and we could have got that $40 that he got for that mule.
Well, that's done over now, Abner. No use to lock the barn after the horses stole.
Mule, but he weren't stole. Cedric stole him.
I ain't talking about that mule. I said after the horses stole.
What horse? I never know nothing about that. You ain't traded for a horse, have you?
I never said he was mine, Abner.
Oh. Who's he belong to?
Nobody.
Just a stray, huh?
I don't know whose horse it was.
If he was a strawberry roan with a sort of a hitch in his get-along, I don't believe he was sold on. I think he just wandered off. But I seen one that answered that description to a tee down there by the bridge this morning. Looked just like him. He said a strawberry roan with a blazed face.
I never said how he looked. You was the one that was describing him.
That's just the way he looked, too. So that must be him. Call him up, tell him I found him, Mom.
Call who?
Whoever he belongs to, before them horse thieves get him again.
All I said was it's no use to lock the barn after the horses stole.
Well, I ain't going to lock the door. He might wander back home and go in there of his own accord if they'll leave that door open.
Well, why not? Wait a minute. There he comes in the door now.
The horse?
Cedric.
Oh, well, I was going to say.
Good morning, Mr. Weehunt.
Come right in, Mr. Weehunt.
Bob? Here, take this chair. I know you must be tired. Put a pillow behind his head there, Abner, so he can lean back and rest his brain.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What do you think of the stock market this morning? Cedric, Mom, what do you think of the stock market?
Oh, come over there again. What do I think of what I forget now?
Never mind, I reckon that ain't in your line. Yeah. Strictly a mercantile in politics, I reckon.
Yeah, I'll raise your head, Cedric.
Wait a minute, what you fixing to do, Mr. Abner?
Nothing, I'm just slipping this pillow on your head. Yeah. Okay, just look what a pretty head. Round as a pumpkin. Just full of brains, I'll bound you.
Here, Cedric, let me put your feet up on this box so you can stretch out.
Wait a minute, you fellas ain't fixing to give me a heart put again, are you?
Of course not. We just want you to be comfort so you can think good.
Yeah. You don't know it, but me and Abner have decided to make you business manager of the store here.
Make me what, Mr. Lum?
Business manager.
Oh. Is that good or bad for me?
Listen to that, Abner. He does get all some good in it, don't he?
Yeah.
Body hearing him talk, you wouldn't think he knows nothing. Instead of being a genius.
No.
No, serious now, Cedric. We decided to put you in full charge of the store here. All you got to do is think up ideas to improve business. And we'll do them.
Oh, what sort of ideas?
Why? Any kind of idea to get more people to trade here in the store.
Ooh.
Well, in there, just put this over at the county seat. They have a big cash drawing every week.
Yes, Mommy. They get awful big crowds.
All right, Grannies, I'm glad you thought of that, Cedric. What do you think about us doing the same thing here?
Having a picture show here in the store?
No, a cash drawing.
Oh, okay.
Well, good for you, Cedric. Good for you.
Yeah.
I knowed you'd come through with the idea.
Yeah, we can have a big drawing every Saturday. Everybody that buys our article here in the store during the week gets a free ticket with a number on it.
And the lucky number wins a prize.
That's it right there. Did you hear that, Abner?
I hear him.
Good idea, Cedric. We'll do it. A big drawing every Saturday.
Yes, sir. Now, another thing.
Now, just a minute, Abner. Don't overdo the thing. Mr. Wehunt's bound to be tired now.
Excuse me.
I wouldn't do any more thinking now, Cedric. Don't strain yourself. You did enough for today. Better just take the rest of the day off.
Yeah, get out of here. Go on home.
Oh, you mean I'm fired?
Of course not. Just be sure and be down in the morning. Why, we wouldn't part with you for nothing. Couldn't do without you. We just want you to rest and take it easy.
Well, I'll agree, but I ain't tired, I know that.
Well, now, you might be and not know it. Better on, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Watch yourself crossing the street, Cedric. Don't let nobody hit you.
Now, take good care of yourself and see you in the morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Grannies, I know he could give us some good ideas, Abner. Now we got things on a business base. Put her there.
Yeah.
We found ourselves a genius.
You know, as I sit here listening to the broadcast tonight, I said to myself, I wonder how many of Lum and Abner's friends have a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets in their medicine cabinet right now. I hope you have, because Alka-Seltzer offers every family such prompt relief and pleasant relief for so many common ailments. I suppose one of the most aggravating troubles we humans suffer these days is the common headache. When you have a headache, do something about it. Try the modern, effective Alka-Seltzer way to relief. With so many other headaches all over the world these days, don't sit and suffer with yours. Don't let it hang on. Don't wait for it to wear off. Instead, take Alka-Seltzer quick for a quick relief. Why Alka-Seltzer? Because the analgesic, or pain reliever, which it contains, is in a different, highly effective form. The analgesic, sodium acetylsalicylate, in Alka-Seltzer can give fast relief for your headache because it's already in complete solution when you drink it, and therefore ready to go to work instantly. Now that's why when a throbbing, aggravating headache makes you miserable, you should take Alka-Seltzer. It's pleasant and refreshing to the taste, and it's good for the relief of so many other common ailments as well. Just try Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion, heartburn, muscular pain and fatigue, and that miserable morning after feeling. Always keep Alka-Seltzer handy in your home. Get it at any drugstore. Be sure to listen to Lum and Abner Thursday night. Now, that's day after tomorrow at this same time. Lum and Abner are now on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evening at 7:15 p.m. over the station. Lou Crosby speaking. See you Thursday. This is the National Broadcasting Company.